Hey, I just got it. Okay. So let's see.
Hi, I'm writing you because I'm waiting for her food outside.
Okay.
But I wasn't able to clock in this morning because she cursed me out.
I don't understand. Is she mean to you?
I mean, I think she has dementia. I'm going to be real.
I think so, yeah.
I think she has it bad because she keeps on saying that she's leaving the agency, but then she says, I want you to keep on coming. So she's like, you're really good. So I'm like, I don't know if, and then she forgets to take her medicine. So I don't know if it's that too. I was just trying to get away from her so I can call you.
It's like, I'm going to speak to her service coordinator too.
Because if you talk to her, you can see like she's very out of like, she's very, very confused.
Yeah,
like,
she doesn't remember like speaking
confused.
To me. She doesn't remember
because
I mean
at
I've
all.
Spoken to her many times.
She thinks she's been in this agency for a long time.
I know, and she called me a liar. So, I'm like, we've only missed 2 days of services.
Yes, so she's thinking the last agency was in is here. Like yesterday, she thought someone stole something from her, and she talks to the walls. So I went in there, and I'm like, who is she talking to? So she lets me in, and she's cursing out somebody. So I'm like, who are you talking to? She said, this guy keeps on jumping into my house. So I said, there's nobody jumping into your house. She said, yes, there is. And so then, but mind you, no one can get in her house.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that for a fact because it locks, and I done checked everywhere. Then she goes, there's holes, and they peek through these little holes. And I said, no one can peek. So I don't know. I just assumed she had dementia, and maybe like no one's like been
I'm
like
hoping,
keeping
I'm gonna
up
talk
with it.
To, yeah, I'm gonna speak to her service coordinator because it could be in older people, like if they get a UTI or something, it could.
Yes.
That's another thing I wanted to say.
She said she's been like bleeding a lot lately in her whole. And, like, I've been trying to get her to shower, but she doesn't want to shower. And she's the type of person that if you really
try to convince her,
you just got to literally, like, basically, like, do whatever she wants. And it's fine with me. I done dealt with dementia, so I don't mind.
Okay.
But it's, like, I'd rather get the help she needs because it's, like, she's confused. Like, I literally was like, where's your dishes at? Because I don't know her house. I've been here for 4 days. She was like, I don't know. Look for it. Why can't you think for me? And I was like, well, I can't read your mind, but I can help you. You just got to tell me what to do. But she's so confused and out of it, she really doesn't know. And I feel bad. But
I know I feel
I
bad,
know.
Too, but at the same time, nobody even wants to call her because she just...
Yeah,
because
her...
Like,
no, that's how it is.
She curses at us.
Yes,
yells at us.
That's how it is here. Like, the people saw me coming, and they was like, oh, good luck. And they started laughing, and I'm like, huh? And then I go upstairs, and then she's cursing me out, and I said, now I get what y'all need. Because, like, nobody here really talks to her because she acts up. Like, the office don't even want to call her nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, they're like, are you okay? Good luck. They say that, like, almost every day because, like, she's very nasty. But it's like I feel for her because it's like imagine not being in your mind.
I know.
Like you're out of your mind and then it's like in your head you think something's going on and it's not. Like she really thinks someone's stealing for her. And it's because she hides her stuff. Like before we went to the funeral yesterday, we had to hide everything in her house.
Oh, my
goodness. Because she thinks someone's stealing from her. And then she hides it and forgets that she hid it. And she thinks someone stole it from her. So, yeah. Then that's not even it. I helped her get dressed yesterday, and she flipped out on me. She said, don't touch me like that. And I'm like, ma'am, you told me to help you put your clothes on. And then she was like, okay, I'm sorry. I know you didn't mean to. But it's like she goes in and out because sometimes she don't even know who I am when I come to her house. She was like, who are you? And I was like, Uriah, you remember? She said, oh, yeah, I just forgot your name. Like, so it's like I just be having to remind her. Or sometimes she'll tell me to do something, and then she'll forget she told me to do that. And then she'll be like, where are you going? So I'm just, like, trying to inform you guys
okay.
so y'all know.
So I'm.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I give the service coordinator your contact info so that if she needs
yes.
to speak to you directly? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And also she was saying she, but I can't do it. But I told her maybe you guys can help her. She said she's scared of being alone, and she's having trouble walking. Like, she said her knees are bad. She can barely walk. So, like, barely walk. She's been in bed all day because she said her knees are messed up and she needs surgery. So it's like when she's getting up, she can barely walk. It looks like she's always about to fall. So she was like, she'd be scared to sleep. Mm. She'd be scared to walk. So it's like,
Does she have a walker in the home?
Yes, but she doesn't like using it in her house.
Right.
She said walkers.
Okay.
Yeah. She said walkers are for outside. So I told her to use the walker. She didn't want to do that. So I'm like, okay. So I'm just like, at this point, I'm just like, I don't know. I can try to help you. But she said she wants a night aid. She was like, I would like to get a night aid, like, if with the rest of my hours I got. And then I was like, well, I can have them call you.
She only has the 63 hours that, so you do the, what is your schedule, 9 to 4? It's going to be 4:30?
9 to 4:30, yeah.
Okay.
Because I can't do no longer because I get my son out of daycare 5:30.
No, I get that. I have the wrong patient up. Give me one second.
No, it's okay. I just know that's what she really wants, but it's just like I can't do nice. But it's like because she's scared. She thinks someone's going in her house at night. That's why she really wants to eat at night.
All right. So,
but, like, yeah, I think she definitely should get reevaluated or something.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely reach
out. If I'm being honest, I think she needs more hours, if not around the clock, because she's confused. Like, majority of the time, she don't even know what the heck is going on. And I'll be trying to explain to her. Like, she can't remember to take her medicine. She can't remember to eat. She doesn't remember. So it's like I'm basically, like, telling her what to do every step of the way because she doesn't remember.
Okay.
So it's like I feel bad because it's like she'll tell me to do something and then she forgot she told me that. And then she's mad because it's like, where are you going? Then she'll tell me, come early. And then I came early.
And she yells at you because she wants to sleep.
She said, I don't like being bothered until 11 o'clock. She said, if you're going to be here, just be quiet, clean quietly. So I'm cleaning quietly. She's like, no, I need you to just stop cleaning and just do something that's quiet. And I'm just like, okay, but I have to get stuff done because her house smells like pee and blood. And I'm just trying to get the smell out because it's like she has all these dirty clothes.
She's bleeding when she urinates or?
When she urinates, yes.
Okay.
And she called, I know for a fact she called her doctor, but her doctor said maybe it's premenopause. But she was like, no, my doctor said it's my period. I could still get pregnant. And so she's like, yes. I was like, oh, my God. This so, like, I promise you the way she's on it, she's on it with everybody.
Yeah, okay. It's not just me, so I'm sure the service coordinator is aware of what's going on over there, but I'm going to call her right now.
I know she definitely needs
Uriah, I appreciate you. Thank you for keeping us posted, and I'm going to update the schedule for you, 9 to 4:30 every Monday through Friday, right? Hello? Okay. Well, 9 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. I'm putting it in now. We'll talk soon. Bye.